tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout! Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, Poor George, our producer, and all our listeners can give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your items. You might have a collectible from sports, pop culture, political, whatever. Give us a call and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think the current auction value would be. And we're given to one caller, or if you tweet me a question at TCrownTom on Twitter that we use on the show, we're doing a drawing for Vince Clemente. What are we giving away today?
We're giving away a box of 2013-14 Fleer Retro Basketball. A lot of nice stuff. Michael Jordan auto is in there, so it's good stuff. Just got to email me if you're the winner, Vince at ERCDelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience, no charge.
I picked up, one of my customers pulled a Michael Jordan PMG red, which they've got them red, blue, and green in the retro basketball. And I gave them, you know, it's like $175 to $200 trade value on it. And already traded that card yesterday and sold the card I traded for. So I'll tell you, there's cards that can move in there.
It's a lot of action. You had that displayed, didn't you, the Jordan red?
For about 20 minutes.
I was lucky to see it during that 20 minutes.
Right. The guy who picked it up was a regular customer, and he goes, I thought I saw this on eBay, and the other customer had it on eBay. Then he traded it to me, and he goes, yeah, when I saw that on eBay, I was thinking I'd like that card, and he now owns it.
Awesome.
And Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, we got the June auction going June 2nd to June 12th, correct?
Yes, we do, and I'm not sure if Josh has the guys working on Mother's Day today, but today is sort of the last day that my writers are getting stuff together for sort of the main catalog, and then we've got until Wednesday for extra inning entries, and then probably about another week and a half for our internet-only stuff, so it's all coming together.
So you're just rolling up to that. I forgot today was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. My mother-in-law, Audrey, along with my wife, are probably the only two people on earth that have virtually listened to every radio show I've ever done. You got to give them credit for sticking it out, suffering through all that radio time.
So. That's what mothers do. Yeah. They will get up no matter what and listen to your show.
That's right.
So happy Mother's
Day.
That's
right. No matter the weather or whatever.
Yep, I know my mom's listening, so happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, that's right. And let's see, what else is going on today? Bill, I wanted to ask you, remember those 3D photo boxes you picked up? Are those running in the June auction?
Actually, no. The gentleman who met me in Chicago with those, they are going to be in the August auction, and we're going to have them on display at the National Convention in Cleveland this summer.
Those were cool. Those were from the late 40s.
He sent us pictures of those, Tom, and they looked really neat in the pictures and everything, but when you see those things in person, it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, to think that these were done in 1949, it was literally the first real, you know, venture into 3D displays or advertising, I think, of any type of advertising.
And it sounded like he had his dad, who designed these and came up with the idea, had some advertising plan with them. I'm not exactly sure what it was.
Gamble Shirt Company. They were going to do, they had some ball players lined up to be the promoters or the sponsors of it, and
it fell through.
He said some financial little snafus they couldn't iron out caused the whole thing to blow up at the last minute, and then he ended up with all this stuff that was produced for the whole event, you know.
Basically the prototype. So when you see him in person, is it like almost like you're seeing the guy standing there in front of you? It's that, is it?
Oh,
that?
It's that, you know, it's that ridiculous as far as the color and the depth. And then it's not quite the 3D effect you see today on certain things that they probably have four-dimensional stuff now. But you can see that with the one we have of Leo DeRocher.
Lou Boudreau, maybe.
No, I'm trying to remember.
There was Hank Greenberg, Bill Veeck.
Bill Veeck. Sitting at his desk with this little Gibbs Connor type statue on his desk and everything. And then just the 3D effect of that is something to see.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that our photographer, Matt, can kind of replicate that to some extent versus just the little picture that that our consigner was able to send me on an email. So.
Are you going to have those on display at your table in the at the National?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you? Oh, so what size are those boxes?
It's about maybe a little over a foot wide by 2 feet tall.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then it's a glass plate that slides into this sort of a lit-up shadow box type thing.
Oh, that's cool. You can't even estimate what those are going to go for because there's never been anything like it. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Yeah, and then now here's something in the Huggins and Scott auction coming up in June. A Jim Boughton 1968 Yankees signed game-worn road jersey. For all of you who read the book Ball 4, Jim Boughton, that was the guy, the author of that book, quite a character, and just telling some of the inside info on the Yankees. We'll get another perspective on the Yankees history next week. Marty Appel, who wrote the book Pinstripe Empire, I think it's called, and he was hired by the Yankees in 1968 to basically handle all of Mickey Mantle's fan mail, and then kept working for him, and now is a PR guy, but has real big connections, and wrote this history. It's about a 600-page history of the Yankees, which is actually a really good book to have. It's really interesting, and if you collect memorabilia, the Yankees memorabilia is so valuable through history because they've been all the big names. It's kind of good to be able to look a guy up and see some of the history tied into what's going on, like talking about Babe Ruth's called shot and the size of his bat, he used the weight, and, you know, all different things like that.
I just read a couple pages last night. I may not give this back to you, Tom. This book is really interesting.
See, why I was like, I know. Like, here, take it, Vincent. Oh, well, okay, give it away.
Very
interesting. It's really a good book. And then they were talking about in the early 1900s about Hal Chase and whether he was throwing games and stuff. And then here on Friday in the Tribune in the A&E section, they found Bill Huggins. I don't know if you saw this or heard about this, but you got to check this out. They found, I think in Canada, a video of the 1919 World Series. And it's on YouTube right now. It's had over 300,000 looks on it. It's about a 4.5-minute video. But one of the really cool things about it is towards the end of the video, they show they were filming from a plane, and I think that might have been the first time ever that a plane filmed a sporting event. It was really cool.
It's
you
amazing.
Could see the shadow of the plane flying over it, and then just little cuts of the 1919 World Series. If you're a fan of baseball history, it's really a cool video to check out on YouTube. Okay, so now back to the real reason for our show. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your items, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what the current value would be in an auction. It can be sports, pop culture, political, or you can tweet me an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and you can do that during the week. I got a few things during the week. One guy sent me a couple things. One thing, he had some pictures from Amen Corner in a framed piece, and two of the pictures were the exact same ones, and he thought That might add value. And he also had on there Vince equal awesome. So Vince has at least one
fan. He teaches me golf once a week. He gives me golf lessons.
I thought that was
Kevin,
pretty funny.
Kevin Den Besten with Golf Tech.
So. Now, if that had been a baseball card and it was a one-of-a-kind corrected error, then you would have had some value in a frame piece like that. It's like, that actually hurts the value. You don't want the same thing. But then he sent another thing here. He's got a Blackhawks jersey from last year signed by all the players. If I had that in a nice frame and it had the complete team and coaches on it and it's authenticated, I'd probably be asking close to $2,000 on that in the store right now. And then it goes probably anywhere from $500 to $2,000 depending on how many players are on it, if you have all the key guys, how it's authenticated, how it looks. So it's just that all goes into it. But you see now that there aren't that many of them out there. So you see that they're actually going for some very good bucks. That's nice. Now we got some callers waiting. Let's go to Ed from Elgin. What do you have there, Ed?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey, I've got a silver coin. It's a one-ounce coin, .999. And it is Chicago Bears Super Bowl 20. Bears head on the one side, and I think the Super Bowl logo on the other side.
I'm thinking those are in the – does it have a print run on it? I know they did one for Walter Payton where they did all his career yards. I'm thinking that's probably $40 or $50, and we'll look up. Maybe Vince will see something on eBay to see if it's any different than that. But I'm thinking probably in the $40 to $50 range. And now we've got the Green Lantern on. What's new, Lantern?
Tommy, what's happening?
Not too much.
Is this Rodney?
Is Rodney into Mother's Day, Lantern?
I tell you, I'm all right now, but I was in rough shape last week. I looked up my family tree. I found out I was the sap.
Once again, Leonard, that Rodney, when you ask him a question, he has no answer at all for the question. He's just in his own Rodney world there.
He's just got his one-liner.
Yeah, he does. So what do you have, Leonard? Do you have anything good? Is Rodney gone now, or is Rodney still there?
No, Rodney's gone. It's okay. Mother's Day.
Yeah, right. Rodney decided to keep it a little cleaner than normal for Mother's Day.
I got an autographed Pudge Rodriguez game-used bat.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah. I think he
show a lot of wear?
It has some decent wear, yeah.
Very nice. Bill Huggins, you think that's in the $300 to $500 range?
Oh, a game used, depending on when it's from and what it looks like, I think you could be talking $500 to $1,000 or more.
On Pudge, huh?
Oh,
I think there were some steroid talk about him, but I don't think he ever directly got connected to it. So, I mean, if he's not kept out because of steroids, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
I would think so,
without a doubt. He's one of the top five catchers in history. So, yeah, that's a great item, Lanner. Okay, next on the line, we have Dan from Park Ridge. Tell us what you have there, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I grew up sending through the mail probably from when I was about 9 to 14. I'm about 32 now. I started sending through the mail for autographs, to send in cards, write a little letter. And I probably got over 1,000 autographs through the mail through that time period. The two biggest I've received were Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Reggie White. I have about 20 Dale Earnhardt Jr. autographs and probably 30 to 40 on Reggie White.
What are they signed on? They're just on postcards or?
No, the actual sports baseball cards or football cards, and then NASCAR cards I'd actually buy. I even tried sending 8x10s and stuff. That didn't work out too well. I'd never get those back. But the cards, like with Reggie White,
wow.
I would get them turned around in less than 2 weeks every time.
I like that, the cards. Do you have a USFL card of Reggie White by any chance?
I unfortunately do not. I've tried on eBay to get it for my 2-year-old son, but I haven't. Yet to do so.
Yeah, now the original cards, like if you had a rookie card from Topps of, you know, an NFL rookie, or depending on how good the card is, I would think the Reggie White cards would be virtually $100 or more depending on the card, don't you think, Bill? That
We've sold those for $100 plus easily.
Yeah, big name Hall of Famer who died at a young age, big following, one of the greatest linemen ever. So and then if you had a really nice rookie or a really nice card sign, and Earnhardt Jr., you're probably looking at least 50 or more, and some of his will go over 100 also. So that's some great stuff. Okay, we're already coming up to our first break here. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott and poor George, our producer. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll enter a drawing. We're giving away this week a box of 2013 Upper Deck FLIR Retro Basketball. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins June 2nd. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Hey, Chicago! Are you interested in flipping houses right in your own backyard? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for 20 motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn my simple 5-step system for flipping houses and get paid in the process. Hi, my name is Chief Denny, and I'm the star of Annie's new hit TV show, Flipping San Diego. My team and I are looking for 20 people in your area that want to learn how to make $10,000 to $40,000 per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. Your city's perfect for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop to teach you how to make money flipping houses in your spare time.
If you want to make lots of money, deal after deal, part-time, using little or none of your own money, and be mentored by A&E's new star, Chief Denny, then call 1-800-507-6400 now and get free admission for two. Seating is extremely limited. Call 800-507-6400 in the next 10 minutes, and Chief Denny will also give you a free copy of his new DVD set, Fix and Flip for Quick Cash. Call 800-507-6400. That's 800-507-6400.
Check out the great deals during Menards Kitchen and Appliance Sale. Save big on everything to build the kitchen of your dreams, including top-quality appliances by LG. Save over $450 on an extra-large capacity French door refrigerator with an attractive stainless steel finish, bottom freezer, ice maker, glide-and-serve pantry drawer, and more. Pick up this LG refrigerator for just $1,848. Don't miss Menards Kitchen and Appliance Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and poor George, our producer. You know, I was just talking to Vince on my T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID. One of the cards I have on there is a Gale Sayers Beckett Vintage Graded 7.5 rookie card, 1966 Philadelphia. I had picked it up a couple weeks ago based on a $300 trade value. And yesterday we were talking at T-Crown, was only at 110, and I'm thinking, boy, when we did a little quiz who would guess closest. And then this morning when I was telling Vince about it, it was at 152.50. I just looked onto my items now, 210.50 and
there you
climbing.
Go. There you go.
Gale Sayers rookie with 3 hours and 35 minutes left.
Well, I figured I had to bid on it for you for your sake. So if you look at that buy that bidder, that's me actually. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's a nice card.
Yeah, it's a guy, L-U-C actually is his
cool.
name.
Cool.
Okay. And Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. We've got some items running. The next auction, the June auction, is from June 2nd to 12th. There's a Pete Rose game-issued All-Star Game bat from the 1968 All-Star Game. Now, game-issued but not necessarily used still has really good value, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. The standard sort of policy for All-Star bats, at least back then, I'm not sure 100% if it's still today, was they would give each player two bats, and the pitchers got one. And they would, you know, use them at their discretion if they wanted to. Some of the players just took the bats and put them or did whatever with them and used their own regular bats that they were using throughout the season and just didn't use those. So a lot of times you'll see all-star bats that surface that don't have much, if any, use because it was sort of a brand-new bat and the players were comfortable with the ones they were using, so they didn't even use them. So, but, no, that's an early Rose bat from his career.
Yeah, I would imagine that'll. It looks like it's in great shape. There's a PSA 8 1958 Topps Roger Maris rookie. That's real nice shape for that card.
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, one of the things that I don't know how many listeners we have or a lot of our collectors who are bidding in the auction, but we have in this upcoming auction probably one of the best collections I've ever seen of publications, both baseball, football, basketball, and hockey from this gentleman in New Jersey who he literally had a house full, so much so that him and his wife had to go buy a second house to live in because this stuff overtook an entire house.
Wow.
Down to the bathroom, and even in the shower he had things set up. But the amazing thing about this publication is he's never been opened. I mean, you're talking a 1957 Dodger yearbook that when my guys literally opened it up, we were probably the first person to ever open it.
You're kidding. How many of them do you have in the junior?
Thousands of these.
Now, are they by lots and groups?
They're going to be by lots, by teams, some by league, you know, just kind of different lots that are going to sell in the $500 to $2,000 range. So they're going to be affordable for a lot of people as far as being able to buy these lots. But yeah, it's almost impossible to stress to somebody without seeing these things just how gorgeous they are, and you just never see them like this. And whoever wins some of these lots, I'm sure they're going to say, you got to be kidding me, these are reprints, but they're not.
What years are they from? What years are they range?
They range anywhere from the late 40s through the late 70s.
Wow. And in that good a shape, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Okay, we've got callers waiting here. The number is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your items, and we'll give you an estimate of what it might sell for, and we're giving away to one caller or tweeter. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, a box of Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball from 2013-14, and Jack from Carpentersville has been waiting on the line. What do you have there, Jack?
I've got a JSA authenticated Babe Ruth signed baseball.
Ooh. Single signed?
No. It's got about 22 signatures on it. Some of the other ones are Comac, Dickey, Ruffing. Those are the Hall of Famers.
All Yankees
from the
same team?
Yes. It was signed in the early 30s at spring training in Florida. I've got a letter of, obviously, authenticity from JSA. Two of the signatures, they would not authenticate, but Joe McCarthy is one of them. In the letter of Providence that I have from the gentleman who got it signed, he's 90-plus years old now. They gave it to a clubhouse. They got Ruth. They got a group of them, and then they gave it to a clubhouse boy to try to get Gehrig and Lazeri, and they did not get them, and two of the signatures apparently are not documentable. But the other 20-plus are, yes, all from the same team.
Now, how nice and clean is the ball, and how clear are the signatures? Is it a white ball, a really yellowed, faded?
No, it's a white ball. You want to go online and look at it, I can give you the certificate number.
Okay, yeah. Do you have, if you can send, are you on Twitter?
No, but I can shoot you an email.
Okay.
I got a picture of it.
Yeah, great. Send me an email, tom@tcrowntom.com is my email, and send a picture of that.
There's a picture of it online on the, it's Y25205.
Okay, very good.
Now,
are you thinking of selling that, Jack?
That ball, and I have a Paul Wehner with Medwick, Frisch,
ooh, nice.
Dean, And there's one other one, Y25204.
Bill
and,
Huggins, I'm sure you would enjoy putting those in one of your auctions, correct?
Yes, Jack. I mean, if you want to give me a call during the week or something, I'd be more than happy to discuss with you how we could get these into our masterpiece auction at the National Convention this summer.
All right. Well, what's your phone number, sir?
Okay, it's Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. And the number is 862. Bill, do you have the number?
866.
The number it's 866-462-2273.
All right, very good.
Just off the top of your head, do you have am I looking at...
Well, Jack, does the letter that you got from JSA have a year listed as far as what they could determine the year was of the ball?
Yes, sir, it does.
What year was that?
1931, I believe.
31 Yankees. Now, you say it's got Ruth, but no Gehrig.
No Gehrig, no Lazari.
Okay. And Ruth is on the sweet spot?
Yes, sir.
And it's a nice, bold, clear Ruth?
In my opinion, yes, but obviously you guys are the expert.
Right.
That's why... If you want to go on JSA website, you can get a pretty good view of it.
Well, Jack, I mean, conservatively speaking, it's a $4,000 to $10,000 ball.
Okay,
and then it just depends how nice it is, and
exactly,
and, but it, going from there. But if it's really a clear white ball and a really bold signature, it's
displayability
the higher...
is everything on that thing, Jack. It's
understood
how it looks.
Yeah,
understood.
Beautiful.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks
for the
call.
Happy Mother's Day.
Same to you. Okay, Ralphie from Chicago. Ralph's on the line. What do you have there, Ralph?
I've got a signed lithograph, first edition from Carlo Ponti, the Legends of the Game. Not too sure what they call it. It's all the old Italian baseball players, basketball players, and stuff like that.
Okay, who's on it? Is it like a DiMaggio sign thing?
DiMaggio, Andy Verapapa, Angelo Dundee, people like that, Marciano.
Do you know the year? What year was it produced?
I'm not too sure the year it was produced. I actually talked to the person who did it, Carlo Ponti, and he said that they've actually got one in the Smithsonian.
Are you familiar with his works, Bill Huggins?
No. How many names are on it, Ralph?
I want to say about 20 or 30. The names are all in the back of the frame. It's a frame lithograph. He says the key was that it was the first edition.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder how many they produced.
The key on that thing, Ralph, is going to be, I hate to say it, but how many of those guys are not with us anymore? That's going to determine a lot as to what its value is in today's market.
Well, to be honest with you, I'd probably say about 90% of them. Except for Yogi Berra, I think, is on there, too, and he's 91, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many were produced? Do you know, Ralph?
Mine is, I think it says, 863 out of 1,000.
Out of 1,000, huh? And there are signatures on it?
No, their signatures are on it, but in the back it says what their names were, like Yogi Berra, Andy Verapapa, people like that.
Okay.
So I'd say the bulk of them are all... demise, I hate to say it, but
yeah, it would be kind of if you could maybe talk to Bill Huggins about that one during the week, maybe get him a photo of it, don't you think, Bill, to really get an estimate of that one, it'd be hard.
Yeah, Ralph, if you wanted to give me a call during the week, I'll be happy to try and determine with you whether or not this would be a great fit for our auction.
Yeah, I've seen them occasionally on eBay. They're in the low four digits, but I was just curious. I had bought this. It's the Italian Hall of Fame, you know, athletes.
How long have you had it?
Well, believe it or not, I bought it about, I want to say, 20, 25 years ago. A guy just coming into the office.
Well, it sounds like a neat piece. Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been hanging around, and I actually was going to dispose of it in a garage sale some years ago.
And, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, my wife happened to just be tweeting it, and says, wait a minute, bring that back in.
There's this large garage sale. There's a large garage sale called HugginsandScott.com where people bid on it. Much better for you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll set things up, and I'm sure that would be a good auction item, actually. The Riverview guy's on. What do you have, Riverview guy?
Hi, guys. Sorry, I've got an upper respiratory infection, so don't worry, I won't spread it.
Well, that's good. Don't sneeze while you're on the air, Riverview guy.
We missed you last week.
Yeah, I know. I was sick in bed.
Oh.
I had missed the show.
You feeling better?
I'm getting there little by little.
That's good.
It's a while. I've got two Major League Baseballs, both signed on the sweet spot. One is signed by the bigger hurt, Frank Thomas, and the other one I got at a Mets game at Wrigley, Mike Piazza signed the ball. They said he's a hard sign.
The Thomases are selling right now around $75. Piazza's probably $75 to $100, I would think. You know, both very good baseballs. Now, Piazza's another guy that there was kind of secondary steroid talk, but I don't know that there was ever a direct connection. So it'll be interesting to see if he makes the Hall of Fame.
Anybody who put up big numbers from that era seems to be suspiciously tied to PEDs.
Yeah, and well, there would
it's hard
be,
to not
sometimes
be, you know?
There would be stories where you'd hear secondarily this or that happen, yep. And you never know what's true or what isn't. But, yeah, the big power hitters, there's yep. There's questions. There's
and you knew
no
when Brady when Brady Anderson hit 50, you knew there was something going on there.
Yeah,
you know?
When he went from 10 to 50 to 10 or whatever.
Yeah, I think Tom Morgan could have hit in the 40s back then, don't you think?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Ken from Lindenhurst is on the line. What do you have, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have one of the Cubs stadium chairs, the padded ones. It's a limited edition Ernie Banks signed. One that celebrated his 512 home runs.
That's pretty cool. I think that'd be a few hundred dollars. What do you think, Bill?
Oh yeah. Now, Tom, you said it was a folding padded chair.
Yeah, it's a folding padded chair, kind of like what the basketball players sit at.
Oh, so it's not a stadium seat from Wrigley Field.
No. This is a padded one that has the Cubs logo on the seat and the backing, and then it's
brand new. More like $75 to $100 for something like that of Ernie, I would think. Still a good item, but not as good as a. Do you ever sell stadium seats like from Wrigley Field or any of the other old stadiums?
All the time.
How are the prices on those? I've got a couple white old Comiskey.
We've got a Comiskey and a Forbes and a Sportsman's Park, a gentleman had the three of them. Kind of are going to be in the next upcoming auction.
Oh, nice.
The one that we really have the best of luck with that you find more often is when Yankee Stadium was torn down in 1973. They redid it and they put a lot of them out, and they have this little plate that they put on the back of the seat that talks about when it was built, the house that Ruth built, all that. And those, when those turn up as single seats in nice condition, we get over 1,000 for those.
Wow, nice. Okay, well, it's time for another short break. We're on till 8 o'clock. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your items, and we'll try to give you our best estimate of what it might go for. And we're giving away a box of Fleer Retro Basketball to one caller, or if you tweet a question to T-Crown Tom that we use on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Also, we're on till 8, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
When it comes to taking care of cars, I do it myself with the right parts and advice from the pros at AutoZone. I don't need a right-hand man, though I could use a pool boy. Yeah, a pool boy would be nice. And a pool.
If your check engine light is on, let AutoZone read your trouble code for free. It could save you money and hassle down the road. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Chicago basketball. Taj Gibson.
Chicago is one of those towns that really loves basketball.
Nazir Muhammad.
In Chicago, basketball is a way of life. It's what's raised me, what's got me to this point in life.
Carlos Boozer.
Think about all the great players that came from Chicago, that played for Chicago.
Jimmy Butler.
Hard-nosed, blue collar, hard work, dedication.
Presented by BMO Harris Bank. To join the season ticket waiting list, visit Bulls.com or call 312-455-4000.
I'm Carlos Boozer, and this is Chicago basketball.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it comes to taking care of cars, I do it myself with the right parts and advice from the pros at AutoZone. I don't need a right-hand man, though I could use a pool boy. Yeah, a pool boy would be nice. And a pool.
If your check engine light is on, let AutoZone read your trouble code for free. It could save you money and hassle down the road.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and poor George, our producer. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller, or if you tweet a question to T Crown Tom and we use it on the show, we're giving away a box of Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball. We're not giving away, like Johnny Manziel bought a shot and a beer for everybody in his favorite bar after he was drafted. We're not doing that. But a Fleer Retro Basketball is a very good prize. You have some very valuable, potentially valuable cards in there. And it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. And Anna from Naperville is on the line. Hello, what do you have?
Hello. I have a Chicago Bears Hall of Fame Legends multi-time football, and that includes Walter Payton, Dick Butkus, Ditka, and Sayers.
Oh, beautiful. Boy, that's a great foursome there. I'm thinking that's probably $500-$600. Is it authenticated, Anna?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, is that about what you're thinking, Bill?
Oh, yeah, those are, you couldn't pick four better bears than that.
Yeah, that's a great item. Are you going to keep it, or are you thinking of selling it? Or
I'm thinking of selling it.
Hmm. Does it have authentication with it already, like a...
Yes, the PSA.
It does, huh?
Yes.
That might be a good item to put on consignment at T-Crown if you'd like to do that. Maybe give me a call at Triple Crown in Naperville during the week, and we'll see if we can set something up.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thanks. Next on the line, we have Tom from Milwaukee. What do you have there, Tom?
Howdy. I called last week regarding those silver ingots.
For Secretariat? Yeah.
Right, and I've got more information for you, so that might help.
Okay, very good.
It comes, it's by Sterling Creations, Silver Creations.
Okay.
And it comes with a letter of authenticity. They printed 9,500 of these ingots.
Okay.
And each one is numbered. Mine happened to be 1381.
Okay. Now, what were we thinking on that?
He didn't know. He wasn't too familiar with that, but it comes with that letter of authenticity from them.
Vince, didn't you see one on eBay that was around $100 or something?
Yeah. Last week it was listed. They were asking $100 for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a cool item. Secretariat.
All three. That's the Triple Crown. You know.
Oh, so you have one from each one. That's very good.
Right.
Yeah.
And they come in a box and the whole bit.
Yeah, I would hang on to those, keep them out of direct light, and those are pretty cool there, Tom.
Yeah, okay.
Very
and
nice.
The Seatham County Stadium, about the same, torn down, same as Comiskey Park or any of those?
I would think they'd be similar to Comiskey Park, probably, what, maybe $300 to $500 a seat for a nice seat, maybe, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And signed by Johnny Logan.
Johnny Logan, huh? Yeah. That's kind of neat.
You
thinking that, Bill, maybe?
Yeah, we get on those seats, if they're in nice shape and they stand up and everything, they'll get between $250 and $500.
Yeah, so very nice. Very good items. I don't know what made me think of this, but I want the White Sox to trade for Jeff Samardzija. I don't think they have what the Cubs want, because I think the Cubs are going to want a high-end pitching prospect if they're going to trade Samardzija. And the White Sox don't really have that. But he grew up a White Sox fan. I love his attitude. The Cubs aren't scoring anything for him. It doesn't look like they're going to keep him. I would love him in the Sox rotation. To me, he'd be more what they were hoping Peavy was going to be. I think Samardzija at this point would be more like that. But I just don't know that the White Sox have the right guys to trade for to get him.
I'd hate to see him go, but I'd love to see him on the Sox. They would have a real good shot at the playoffs. With those lefties in that rotation
Absolutely. And then having him in there, that would be nice. And we've got Max from Naperville is on the line. What do you have there, Max?
I got a couple of signed cards here. I just wanted to see what maybe you thought of them.
Good.
All right, I got a signed Yogi Berra. It's not that impressive. It's a Ballpark Frank card, actually, but it is signed by Yogi himself. So.
Ballpark Frank's cards aren't that much. That's probably $40 or $50. If you had a Yogi Berra lower-grade rookie signed or a vintage, you know, a Topps card, that would be better. Mm. Anything else?
And then the other one I got is Gaylord Perry, also signed.
He signs a ton, and he's a Hall of Famer, but not that valuable. And same type thing if it's an off-brand type card. He's probably only in the $15, $20 range, actually. Gaylord, great pitcher. Always kind of gave you the feeling he was throwing a grease ball. Remember how I don't know if you have to be older for this, but they used to basically take his uniform apart on the mound sometimes because he would always go through all these motions like he was loading the ball up. He wanted the hitters to think that. And then they'd take him apart. They could never find anything. Hall of Fame pitcher, great pitcher, but not a valuable signature at all.
Tom, we've sold a signed jar of Vaseline by Gaylord.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
What did that go for, the Vaseline jar?
I want to say that for 100 or something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He does seem like he'd have a good sense of humor without a doubt.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Hey, how did that Seattle Seahawks ring do in your last auction, Bill? Do you remember?
I want to say it got a little over $6,000.
Oh, nice. Not bad at all. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till late. Give us a call with a question about the value of your item, and we're giving away an Upper Deck FLIR Retro basketball box to one caller. And they have Michael Jordan and LeBron James autographs and short printed inserts that you can get. So it's a good prize. And Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery will deliver at no charge to the winner, to their house. Tony from Bloomingdale is on the line. What do you have there, Tony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
I've got a Ted Williams autographed baseball cap, but there's just a little story behind it. My cousin was a therapist many years after he had the stroke. So she was his therapist, and he asked her one day, do you have any sons? And she said, no, I got daughters. Do you want my autograph? So she didn't answer him, but she called me. She said, was he good? He might have been the greatest hitter that ever lived. So I sent her some balls, and they got lost. So the next time she was there, she's in a wheelchair. She didn't have anything, so he had this kind of a gray Air Force greenish hat. So he signed it. It was his hat. He signed it, and they got a picture. She's in a wheelchair.
So it's an Air Force hat. He was actually a big-time pilot.
Yeah, it doesn't say Air Force on the hat, but it is that color, you know.
Now,
that,
what do you think of the value of that, Bill? That's something I've never seen.
This was a hat he was actually wearing?
Yeah, well, he took it off, he signed it, he gave it to her. In the picture, his two top buttons of his shirt are closed, and his belly's hanging out, the shirt's open. And you could tell, he's at older age.
Yeah.
But she is wearing the hat in the picture that he signed.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would think you could easily be talking 500 to 1,000 or more if there was a way you could relate that as the story you just told. Ted took it off his head, signed it, and gave it to this woman. You know, that would go a long way toward increasing the value of this item versus just a regular Ted Williams signed Boston Red Sox hat.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I thought I was saying. I wish it was a Red Sox hat, and people said, no.
I think the story you have behind this is better than the 5,000 or more whatever signed Red Sox hats that are out there, you know.
Tony, I read a book about Ted Williams at one time, and there's a story, I think, in the Korean War, he was a pilot. I think he actually was in the same group with John Glenn, maybe, was their flight leader or something like that. But anyway, Ted Williams was supposed to have been a great pilot and a great fisherman, I guess, also. Everything he did, he was great at. But one time, I think he took some shrapnel in his plane. He was worried about whether he was going to be able to land it. He didn't know if he was going to crash. He finally barely gets the plane down, saves the plane, gets out of it. He's not hurt. He's glad because, you know, he didn't screw up his baseball career. And some general comes running out. Oh, my God, Mr. Williams, I'm so glad you're okay. Could I have your autograph on it? He's like, oh, boy, here we go.
He almost dies. Yeah, and then they say, sign this for me, please.
Right. Mickey Mantle used to have stories like that, too, where people were, no matter what happened, somebody would be asking for the autograph. But that's something, Tony, there's not a lot of those hats that are signed. So that could be a great item. If you contact Bill at HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions, that might be a good auction item. If you ever do want to sell it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Okay. We'll talk to Bill. He's a good salesman. He'll probably make you think a little harder about it, Tony.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. Next on the line, we have Fred from Arlington Heights. What's new, Fred? Tell us what you have.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Two things real quick. A signed game used pair of white and red Under Armour Jadeveon Clowney gloves.
Game use, you said?
Yes.
No, what do you think, Bill Huggins? Have you had any of his stuff yet come in, or have you seen any?
I haven't seen any of it yet. Now would be a good time to sell that.
Yeah,
Fred.
Being the first pick in the draft, that would be a good time to sell it. Any estimate what they might go for, Bill?
Not really. I don't have a whole lot to compare it to. I mean, it could be. Fred, what are they again? It's one or two of them? Or?
It's a pair, and they're white and red Under Armour game use gloves that are signed.
And each one is signed?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Fred, off the top of my head, I'd say, you know, $200 to $500 conservatively, maybe more if a couple people get excited, if it's the first one that's ever sold. And the first one always gets the most.
And do you have authentication that they're game used and that the autographs are real?
Other than him adding game used on the gloves, I don't have anything to go with it, no. But
how'd you get them, Fred?
A friend of mine that lives down in South Carolina sent them to me.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You think that would be an auction item for you, Bill?
Oh, Fred, absolutely. If you're interested in seeing what my 20,000 bidders will pay you for them, give me a call. I'd be happy to discuss putting these in our next auction with you.
Could you still get them in the June auction, or is it too late?
I could still get them in the June auction, Fred. If we could work this out, tomorrow or Tuesday, give me a call at the office. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll give you a call, Ed. One other question. That Brandon Phillips card that my son brought in, he was wondering what you thought that was worth, Tom.
Oh, Brandon Phillips. Let's see now. Was that number to six?
Yeah, that was number 1 of 6. And it's got the MLB hologram on it.
That was pretty cool. He's not off to a great start, but he's a good player. I'm thinking that's probably in the $50 range. You had the you brought in the Urlacher spikes, right?
Yeah, the ones that I showed you.
Yeah, it was so cool how lightweight they were. He had what are probably Urlacher's final game-worn spikes. Yep. Which, if you can ever get a letter from him on that, Brian Urlacher, if you're listening, can you give Fred a letter on that saying that they're your last game worn spikes? There, Fred, I helped you out.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Dan from Downers Grove has some Cubs World Series memorabilia. You don't see that every day. What do you have there, Dan?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a ticket from the last World Series that the Cubs were in 1945. It was a Wrigley Field game. I was wondering if you thought that had much value.
World Series ticket? How nice a shape.
I'm not an expert, but it's in decent shape. I mean, it does have a few wrinkles on it, but it's in pretty good shape.
So do any Cubs fan who was alive at that time.
That's true.
I think there are four left. goddamn, you know, that are still alive.
You guys just can't resist, can you?
Dan, is it a full ticket or just for a stub?
I'm sorry?
I say, is what you have the a full unused ticket from the game, or is it just sort of a two-part little stub that they would have formed?
Well, I think there was a little stub that came off of it, which was what they took at the gate. But yes, the actual, like, it's the bigger part of the ticket. It's about, you know, like a small index card.
Yeah, it's about usually about 3 to 4 inches long or 4 inches long and about an inch and a half thick or something or wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan, I mean, it's from game what of the series?
Pardon me?
Game two.
Game two, I think it was.
Game two, okay, so it's not the clincher game.
No.
Yeah, 45 cents. I mean, it's probably $100 to $200 in the condition you described it.
Yeah, not bad. That's a neat neat display item. I had somebody tweet me an item, which, speaking of neat display items, he had a framed Chicago Sun-Times sports page from Michael Jordan's first game, which, like we were talking about, newspapers in themselves typically aren't valuable at all, but that's a really neat display item, where it shows Jordan going up to try to block a shot, a big picture. So sometimes things make great displays, but at least at the current time, not that valuable. We've got Jay from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, Jay?
We have a set of 1951 Bowman.
Nice.
Ungraded. The majority of it is ungraded. There's about 40 cards right now that are graded. And the question was, is it more valuable to grade the set if it's going to come out fives and sixes?
Is that what your ones already graded are, fives and sixes?
Yes.
Okay, Bill,
with the exception of just the Mickey Mantle, everything else that we have graded is fives and sixes.
What was the Mantle?
Mantle was a 1.5. Okay. Right now it's in to regrade, hoping for a 2, 2.5.
What do you think, Bill? Should he just, if he's got the main guys graded already, not do the rest? Or what do you think?
Jay, I mean, as far as the grading of those cards go, 51 Bowmans, you're going to want to get stuff graded that's going to really get a 7 or better.
Yeah.
That's going to, where your money spent on card grading is going to come back to you in more money for the card. Fives and sixes, I'm now, granted, the Mantle, as a, whatever the Mantle grades needs to be graded, and the Mays, and certainly the Whitey Ford, some of the key cards in there. Even if they'll grade threes or fours or fives, I would get those graded. But to spend the money on all 300 cards in that set, you're probably better off to sell that as a set. And we do very well with those in our auctions. With
terrific.
Sort of the 40 cards graded and the rest are of equal representation based on what these are. And that way, the unknown factor kind of takes over in our auction, and that sometimes sells for more than the known.
Do you have 41 play balls also, Jay?
Exactly. We have approximately, right now there are 40 cards that are graded, and those as well are running in the middle fours, fives, and sixes, and the question there goes as well. Is it better to grade the balance of another 40 cards, or is it better to just sell them as it is with half graded, half not?
I would say B, Jay.
Yeah, same thing.
If your grading is really for two purposes, it's for authentication and it's also for high grade.
Yeah.
You know, now, granted, if you like cards and graded holders, that's a whole different story. Get them all graded if you're going to keep them and you like the way they look and the fact that now they're encapsulated for life and all that, that's fine. But if you're looking for bottom line to sell this stuff and how much money can we put into Jay's pocket, I would leave them as is. We can do very well.
Those would be great in the Huggins August auction, right, Bill? It's almost time. We're almost at the end of the show. But
yeah,
if,
Jay, I would want to save these for our big masterpiece auction.
Yeah.
If this is something you're looking to sell, give me a call during the week. I'd be more than happy to revisit this with you, Jay.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for
your
help.
Thanks for the call. Okay, sorry, everybody who's waiting, try to call us next week or tweet me during the week, TCrownTom. The questions you have, we'll have to stop the phone calls for now. It's time to do the drawing.
And the winner this week is going to be Jack from Carpentersville.
Okay.
So email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience, no charge.
And the winner gets a box of 2013-14 Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball, so it's a good prize.
Yes.
Vince Clementi, ercdelivery.com, on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicagoland area.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that.
Any size package virtually. And then Bill Huggins, Huggins at Scott Auctions. The June auction goes from June 2nd to June 12th. Poor George, our producer, we're going to do Poor George t-shirts, I think. We'll be selling those for a couple $100 a piece. And happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully it's a nice day. Have a great week, everybody. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.